The Left for Ted podcast, where vining is more like having sex.
Yes.
Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
Guys, what's up? It's the Left Ted podcast. What's up? What's going on?
Hey,
how's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
I'm doing good.
It's like
despite all this gayish I'm passing.
What?
Gayish.
What about gays?
Gayish. I got gayish.
They're multiplying.
Oh, my battery power is below 20%.
I'm sorry.
Give me a charger immediately.
I don't have a charger for your phone.
But I don't have my charger.
You don't have the old one?
No, I don't have the old one anymore.
Damn you.
Sorry.
I just have my mic on, but it's on.
Your mic's on.
Your mic's on.
Yeah, your mic
is on.
Yeah. 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 All right, so Nick's here, Deanna's here. John has left for the day.
Yes.
After we had a rousing debate of what's going wrong at the other place that we work.
Yeah. Many things.
Yeah. This week, there's not a lot. There's no Ryan. There's no Mitch. Though Mitch was just like, God damn it, I want to talk about Guilty Gear. I was like, save it. Save it for 2 weeks from now.
Save it.
Because Thanksgiving's next week, so, you know, Black Friday. Woo.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. We're so happy about it. I don't even know what I put on. There's so much stuff that I didn't put on the docket because I've been so busy that I didn't really write one.
We've all been
other
busy.
Other than, like, a couple of words.
We can wing it.
Yeah.
We got this.
So, sponsors, of course.
Of course we do the sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors. Artchemy. Yeah. Go get your dolls that resemble Disney characters but aren't Disney characters. Get them like Elsa and Enya from Melted.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. As well as, other famous characters like... The Sailor Sun Squad. And Naruto.
Naruto?
Yeah. And Dr. What?
Yeah. I like that one.
Dr. What? Or Stain.
Okay. I got it.
I know you got it.
Opposite of that chemical.
Yeah, of that chemical.
That they use on clothes.
Yeah.
Or Michael Jackson's skin.
Yeah. But if I had that thing where, like, I had, like, two different, like, colors and, like, going everywhere, yeah, you gotta pick. You can't be in the middle.
If you had that thing, your name would be Giraffe. I would just call you Giraffe all the time.
Then I would definitely...
Kill me?
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
I would do something, but I don't know.
Yeah. And also go to our Zazzle site, pick up some neat... Nifty Left for Ted
merchandise,
including the zombie T-shirt.
Ooh.
That was drawn up by Jose Barrero. So
yes, yeah,
one of my favorite. I think I'm gonna order that after Christmas.
All right, I haven't
get
seen
it for
that.
Myself.
Good. For
it's
you.
A picture of me as a zombie.
Tweet yourself.
It's, yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that was a bad
it's
thing.
Awesome. It's gonna be like. Me as a real person, then me as a zombie on the same T-shirt.
Are we going to get that that zombie doll?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
So.
I honestly didn't even know we had merch.
Yeah, we have merch.
We got merch.
We got merch.
Our merch is the ish.
Yeah, I'll set you up with the password. You
Did
can
you
start
say
creating.
Ish?
Yes.
Nobody
yeah, because
says ish anymore.
Really? Damn. I'm old.
But people write it on Facebook.
They do.
Which pisses me off.
They do write
it ironically.
Because people, I read on Facebook and people are just like, all in a panic, like not even a panic, but all in like this rage. Like, fuck these motherfuckers.
So
I can't stand this
ish.
I was just like, you just
said fuck. I think
there's no reason to say ish.
Yeah,
you said fuck.
You got rid of the reason for why you would say it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not, you know, sick of these Monday to Friday planes or whatever. You know, these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
These mofos.
Yeah,
that's probably even older than that. So I'm gonna stop.
Actually, something I didn't realize.
I'll be quiet.
I wanted this. I don't think I said it on
my body's worry
last week's show, but I did talk about it. John and I went to a concert.
Yeah,
and there was a group called Jack's Mannequin that evolved into Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, but the lead singer talked about how the song "Bruised" was on the Snakes on a Plane soundtrack.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's cool as fuck.
But it's just like, that was, it was our first really big break.
I would never
admit
that.
And it was on Snakes on a Plane. No, you have to, the song, I'd bring it up, but I don't want to pay any royalties, but if I sing it, we don't have to pay anything.
I thought it had to be at a certain amount of time.
Well, yeah, but the song is awesome. So I just want to sit there and listen to it. If I sing it, I can stop myself.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I've packed my things, I'm good to go. You met me at the terminal. Just one more plane ride and it's done.
Okay, I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
I said I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Bruised and it's a good song. By the way, whoever's calling me from Waterbury, I am not Angelique. Throwing it out there.
Did
somebody text you?
No, somebody called and said that Angelique, you left your yellow ticket, your yellow slip at the register, and you probably should keep that on file for your car. And then it was just asking random questions.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
My phone called myself, like, itself the other night.
Yeah?
Is that normal?
No.
No.
I don't know what happened.
It was lonely.
You've been hacked.
It wanted to talk to itself.
Phone.
Right? <That's> scary.
My phone's watching everything I do.
It's turning on me.
So, what have you guys been watching / listening to? Or both?
I've been watching Salem. That new television series.
The one that didn't come on every cable network. It's on WGN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Which isn't on, like, Comcast at all.
Whatever.
I've been watching a show that I thought was canceled and was very upset about when I heard about it, but I guess it's just doing the reruns. It's Sit Down and Shut Up. It's on Adult Swim on Sunday night, Monday morning or something like that, yeah.
And I've still been watching, like, The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Been watching Gotham, too.
Gotham's so good.
I'm enjoying this a little bit more than last year, so far.
Gotham wasn't on last year. It just started this year.
I thought it was last year. Or did they have, like, a separate cutoff season or something?
No. Gotham just started this year.
How many episodes is there?
Huh?
How many episodes?
I think they're on their 7th episode.
Oh, I guess I just caught up then. I thought there was, like, another, like, separate season or something. I was like,
sure, you're watching Gotham?
Yeah, I'm watching Gotham. It is Gotham.
Jim Gordon.
Are you sure? Because you still
Jim
play
Gordon.
Ish.
Donald Logue plays Harvey Bullock.
We will go over words I should not say later.
Yes,
I'm watching Gotham, yeah.
I caught up on Arrow and Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this morning. I was going to catch up on them yesterday, but then I did the weekly Nightfall Strike on Destiny with Ryan.
The reason why I probably thought there was, like, more than one season, because, like, I watched, like, the first few episodes and then, like, stopped. And then I caught up with, like, maybe, like four episodes or something. Yeah.
Now, there is a specific cutoff where it seems like Gotham is just like, this is what we had written before we realized that it was going to be picked up. And then the last couple of episodes have been, like, really, like, down to this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So it's good.
So what I meant to say is, it's better than the first few episodes. That's yeah with it. There we go.
Bringing in Harvey Dent was awesome.
Was.
Especially the way that they showed his face. And I haven't been watching.
You haven't been watching. Some people that I know started watching it, and they were kind of like iffy about it.
They continued watching it forever, just be, no. Yeah.
Because this is. Sorry. I don't. They made him too much like his character he's supposed to turn into.
I really like that he wasn't. You see that he's going to turn into Two-Face, but it's more. With subtle action, like his subtle actions, then
call those actions
and with
subtle.
They're very subtle actions, like him losing his temper, and then turning into Mr. Nice Guy, like right after, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you see the coin, which you know he's had forever.
Yeah, but like that's what my thing about it was. It was like they put on too much in like one episode. That's what I thought.
But then there's also where he's standing there, and you see that half of his face is, like, in darkness, and the other half is in light.
Half is in light, yeah. I like
and that.
That
was really
that,
well
that
done.
Was good. I like that part, though.
How was it too much for one episode?
Because, like, when you're trying to introduce a character, and, like, especially when a whole bunch of people know who the character is, you usually, like, ease into it. You don't just, like, show, like, everything at once.
No. Nick, I think you're gonna want to sit like a little bit more over there and just turn the mic.
Your mic.
But
like that, yeah, yeah. All that right. way, when you turn to talk,
when I turn to talk, it's right there. There we go.
There you go.
All right,
but no, it
because like
it, no,
there's
Nick
like
makes a point. You see, like in the first 5 minutes of the episode, you see him and he does everything that you know that Harvey Dent did before.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes Two-Face.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, they intersperse these weird just clips of Harvey Dent being Harvey Dent inside what the actual story that's going around. When the story of Harvey Dent it's weaved in, but it's not part of what we're dealing with at the moment.
Let's just say.
Okay, that does sound like too much.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
It took a lot for him to become that character, and it just seems like they're just putting
it
all.
Kind of mushing. They could have done like two episodes or like spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean he hasn't become Two-Face yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But yeah, they could have just weaved him in more like they do with, say, the Riddler, or Catwoman, even the
Penguin.
Penguin has like two scenes an episode, and they're fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but you know. He's kind of moving the story along.
They're showing how he is becoming the Penguin.
Okay. And he's the only one who actually is called the Penguin.
Yeah.
Like, Edward Nygma is still...
showing what a character is like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's little by little...
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like... The story is all about Jim Gordon and his trials and tribulations in Gotham trying to, you know, clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And as things start... You know, weaving, you kind of meet Bruce, and it becomes more about Gotham than even Jim Gordon.
Yeah.
Because we see little bits of Bruce in there, and little bits of Selina.
Mm-hmm.
You see how Gotham actually was, like, how all this comes into, like...
Got it.
Yeah.
And you see that it's coming to a point where Bruce is going to be, you know, he's going to make sure that he goes out and gets trained... And we'll come back as Batman.
Yeah.
But you know that it's a long way off, one, and there's a lot of bullshit that's going to go down.
Before that.
Before all that.
Any of that. Even.
Yeah. Because Gordon is like this really... He's not the hard-nosed commissioner that you grow to love in Batman. He's more of this like snot-nosed kid who just wants to do good.
Yeah.
And he's kind of learning the ropes of walking that line.
So they really should have eased him in because it seems like he's an important part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Harvey becomes a really big part of Bruce's life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Batman, or The Dark Knight Rises, or The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah.
Doesn't really show that, but it's also a different part of...
That's like a different...
It's like a multiverse version of Batman.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, because you know, he's got fucking Bane's got a Scottish accent when he comes from South America, but whatever. I'm not gonna.
I caught on.
Yeah. But that whole thing about, you know, them becoming close friends because Harvey is dating Rachel kind of does what Nick is doing, saying, and it kind of takes over the movie with that, and Heath Ledger has the job of bringing it back into this is what's going on, you know. Which is why Heath Ledger's Joker is so fucking integral to that movie, and why he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
Also, he died, but...
Yeah. But he would have got it one way or another.
No, he wouldn't have. If he didn't die, he wouldn't have gotten that.
Really?
I'm sure of it.
I think he would have got it.
Nah, it's
Who else was up for it?
I don't remember.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
I win.
I'm sure there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
this is just reminding me of that one time where we went off for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually a thing.
Yeah.
You go back a couple of episodes, like
this is
a year ago, almost.
A year ago, maybe.
For like 5 minutes straight, we're just going. Yeah.
It was like me, you, Ryan, John, and Mitch, or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
We kept it in there.
And we just kept it in there for
no reason
whatsoever.
We don't
even know what we were talking about.
Not even edited out. It's all in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, Gotham, you know, Harvey Dent entering Bruce's life at a young age is going to do more for that character of Bruce Wayne than it is for Harvey. Anyway.
Yeah, I need you... Isn't for some of the characters,
yeah.
Isn't there like a age discrepancy, like for some of the characters?
Yes and no. I mean,
in comparison to like
Bruce,
Batman,
we don't know how old Bruce is.
Okay,
because he goes to that prep school, and there's obviously like 20-year-olds that are going to this prep school,
which is
so we don't actually know how old Bruce is.
Yeah.
We have, like, this vague...
Because, like, I can't...
Because if you remember the pilot, he's, like, 8 years old, and then go to episode two, and it's just like, oh, 12-year-old Bruce.
Yeah.
Like, this kid, like, rapidly aged.
For no reason.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same kid, though. Like, it's like, they did the pilot, and then he had a growth spurt.
Yeah. They did very good.
Right after the pilot.
Weird.
Yeah, it was really
because I was thinking of like some of the characters that they had, and like I'm like, when he becomes Batman, he's gonna be ridiculously old.
Well, if you think about it, Bruce becomes Batman, really becomes Batman at about age 20. So if he's 12, 13 right now, that's only 7 years off. Yeah. Not gonna be that old.
Because like I guess what's throwing me off is the pilot.
Yeah.
Because like. When you said like he had a little growth spurt, it's like, well, didn't Jim go talk to him about like you know, I'm gonna help find who did this and all this? I'm like, he couldn't have grown that much then within that.
Yeah,
but like,
I mean,
I don't know. Well, if they go at that rate, maybe. But
the girl that plays Selina Kyle,
yeah,
is I think she's 12 years old, and she was actually up for Hit Girl before Chloe Grace Moretz got it.
No shit, really?
Yep.
And she lost... She didn't want to swear. So that's why she didn't get the part. Yeah.
Maybe you could have got it.
You could have. You have no problems calling people a cunt, right?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
It's one of my favorite swears.
But, yeah. So... I think we're on Socially Awkward now.
I think so.
Yeah. This thing would just stay in one place.
We're
not socially awkward.
We're skipping ahead.
Us against humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why are the dogs barking?
Because they saw me last night.
They want to get a bone. Michelle Obama's...
Stop.
I'm just thinking of cards now that...
That's in the game.
Read. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body. Anything works. Pac-Man uncontrollably doesn't come.
I can't think of anything.
Pooping back and forth
you
forever.
I want a card. Yeah.
Yeah,
right there.
Do I want a card?
Yes.
Yes. You want a card?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. It's the way he did it in sound.
It's going to be our response for everything.
Jesus Christ. Or, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys want to start? Yeah. Yeah.
What? AIDS.
Winner.
Go ahead, pick one
more.
AIDS. Paul's deep in a squealing hog while firing an M16 assault rifle into the air.
Wait, who pulled that? Was that me or you?
Huh?
Who pulled that card?
I don't know. That's an instant win card for Kylie.
Bitches.
Yeah, actually, that
That makes sense. Yes, yes. Yeah. That was like the one that made the most sense.
Yeah.
Hey.
What? Female dogs are bitches. What do you want me to say?
Right.
Socially awkward now. Okay. Now I don't remember what this YouTube video was that I
was looking at it. I was like, what's going on here?
You want to hit that YouTube video? Because I can't pull it up.
Okay. Let's see what's going on here. This better be socially awkward.
Probably is.
Most likely.
Oh, you know what? I do remember what it is now. Guys, go to the YouTube video. Apparently, there's a condition out there that's now getting some press called PGAG or PCAD.
I have 50 orgasms a day.
It sounds
stressful.
Yeah,
that
it's
sounds
women,
like it
women
hurt.
Who, women who have uncontrollable orgasms, some brought on by little things, little vibrations, and some
for no
are
like
brought
good
on
reason?
For no reason at all. There's one girl, one woman.
So you
six,
can't
over
wear...
6 hours, 180 orgasms in a 6 hour period.
She should go see a doctor.
Yeah, there's no, what do you call it? There's nothing that they can do. And it's like...
She's just sitting there in Indian style.
Yeah, she just can't do anything about it.
There's nothing she can do about this?
Nope. She tries yoga to keep the, you know...
Yeah, exercising
everything.
And yoga, but...
But yeah, even that... Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere?
I'm just saying, there's another video... About the same thing. And there's this woman and she's sitting there with her husband. And I feel so sorry for that guy. Because you never know if you're doing a good job.
You can't.
Oh my god.
Well, it would
Are
have
you
to
orgasming?
Be.
Yes, but I did it beforehand too.
So, well, you don't have to do much apparently.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. I mean, he's got the easiest job ever. Just like...
I mean, like, not even the tip. The tip is not necessary.
What is, like, get out of me, I've already orgasmed 3 times, you're done. I mean, that's probably...
Just a simple...
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yep.
Damn. That's boring.
Never mind.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, that's the worst. Like, a guy can't have this, can he?
I don't know.
I only saw, like 2 or 3 women that was in that video, so...
I don't think a guy could, because you guys can't really have multiple orgasms like females.
Oh, we can.
Well, I mean...
Not as much, apparently.
I know
but...
you could, but it's not like the female orgasm.
No. No, it's not. So. Yours gets everywhere. Hey. I'm just saying.
No.
Wait. You might want to rephrase that. For the listeners at home.
Fine. It's hard to clean up.
Okay. You know what? Let's just move on. Hey, happy birthday, Justin.
Horrible transition.
So Stacy, who works at Archemy, she basically is Archemy.
Okay.
I thought I'd give her a shout out. Her birthday is the 23rd, and then her husband's birthday is the 27th.
Ooh, Sagittarius is what?
Something like that. So yeah,
stupid phone.
I thought I'd give them a shout out because we're not on next week.
No, we're not.
Happy early birthday!
Yeah.
I don't know you guys, but hey.
So, yeah, then that's about all I have for socially awkward. Now let's get into depressing shit.
God damn, that was
horrible transition.
That was more than socially awkward.
So this is the point where we talk about people who have passed on in show business. So, yeah, it's so long, and thanks for all the fish. Alrighty. So, first we have Glenn Larson. Glenn Larson's done a lot of writing.
77.
Yeah, he was 77. Mm. Died of esophageal cancer.
Esophageal cancer. Yeah.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Stop.
Well, you're at my level now.
But no, he wrote for Battlestar Galactica, Knight Rider, Magnum P.I. So, yeah. Then I was hoping that Ryan would be here. And
why?
Well, now I'm not because I can't read. Is the actor's name on there? Apparently got erased online.
Japanese voice act.
That's all it says?
That's all it says.
It messed up then. I don't remember the Japanese voice actor.
You have him as in Saint Seiya, Yu Yu Hakusho, Rebecca 7, AO.
Yeah.
I can't remember off of the top of my head. Because, like, voice actors, it's hard to remember all the names.
Yeah,
so.
He was old. He died. And then this one, actually, I got a call earlier this morning, right after Kylie left.
I'm trying to, like, remember, similar voices within these animes that you have listed here, but, like, yeah, it's tough.
I don't know.
There's a lot of characters.
I don't know.
I have it on my phone.
No,
you have the name?
Do you have the name?
It doesn't say just Japanese voice, does it?
Actor.
If you want to go,
just what
yeah.
It says,
okay.
So, finally,
we'll figure it out.
Finally, one that I just got this morning, and I didn't update the docket. Mike Nichols died. Do you know anyone know a little film called The Graduate?
Yeah.
Yosh.
You know a little film called The Birdcage.
Yeah.
Closer. All Mike Nichols films. He directed all of those.
They're all wonderful.
Yeah.
That's why. So,
and he died apparently, not yesterday, but the day before.
Do they know what from? Or not yet?
I have no idea. It didn't say on the thing that I got his. I checked on IMDb. It didn't even say on IMDb that he died.
Oh.
So.
Well, it's still pretty new. So.
Yeah.
But damn.
Yeah.
Usually IMDb, I got the Wikipedia page that said that he died, but IMDb didn't.
Get your game up.
No, seriously. IMDb, when you're overshadowed by, you know, Wikipedia for things that aren't rumors. Alright. Let's get into some nerds words.
Nerds words.
So, you guys have seen Cabin in the Woods, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See what?
Yes. Cabin in the Woods?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember the best prop from that movie? Which I would have to say is the telescoping cup that turned into a bong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a company out there. I couldn't get the website. I'll try to find it before I post everything. That has made real telescoping bong cups.
What?
Yep. Complete with.
Where can we make this purchase?
We're going to make this purchase and then
next
we're going
podcast.
To go into New York.
This is going to be a new investment for the.
By the way, for those of you that don't know, in New York during the elections, it is now legal to carry up to 25 grams of marijuana in public.
Marijuana.
Well, you can't, like, pull it out in public.
Yeah,
right?
You can.
Yeah, you can.
Seriously?
They can't, what do you call it? They cannot arrest
you
or fine you.
I can hold it like this.
Yeah.
And dangle it in their faces.
You're not supposed
to.
You can't sell it.
You can't sell it to anybody.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But you can you can have it on your possession.
But I thought you can just have it on your possession, but you can't have it out, like, pull it out in public.
Well, I never pull it out in public. Not even in public restrooms.
Stop
but,
not even during rush hour?
No, but yeah, you're not. Work. You can't smoke it. You can't smoke it in public.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's you can't.
We're not that.
You know, you can't roll it in public.
It's not Colorado.
But if you had like a bag on you, and you're just like, if you're giving it to somebody, they can't arrest you.
You
for
still
that.
Have to do your business in private. You can just have it. Wait, what if it's rolled up already?
Huh? If it's rolled, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. You just can't smoke it. Okay. You
just can't smoke it in public.
Okay.
So what, that would count as paraphernalia, though.
If you had a bong.
Yeah.
Not if you had papers. Or if it rolled up. And they can't get you for paraphernalia.
Like
as long as it's not, like, in a way that you can just sell it. Like, if you don't have, like, a over the limit that he's saying. Or if it's not, like, with an intent to sell, you can have it on your person.
Yeah.
So I can't have, like, oh, he's got, like, packs of them. He's that, and then you're gonna be in trouble.
And there's a lot of places a lot of businesses in New York that had to file like paperwork and stuff to say, you know, it may be legal to possess that much marijuana, but we can still drug test you because it's not part of our, you know, policy.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's so, like
that's fair.
Kind of like if like people who smoke at our job, they can have lighters, but like you're not going to pull out a lighter in the middle of the of work, right?
So. Exactly.
No. It's like
unless you're trying to burn the place down.
It's going to take more than a lighter.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I could maybe a piece of clothing, but not the store. Going to need a little bit more gasoline and gunpowder for that.
All right, that intrigues me. Gunpowder?
Huh?
I don't need. All I need to burn down a department store is a pack of cigarettes and a lighter.
Get some gunpowder.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Get some gunpowder, it'll go faster.
Well, yeah, but that's going to scare everybody because it's going to make a loud bang.
Yeah. That's now you won't be
like
a murderer.
That's my intention.
You won't be a murderer.
No.
you
make a loud bang and then everybody runs out and people know that something's going on.
Well, at least everyone knows I'm the same one here.
All
right. Well, slightly.
Sure.
Slightly.
Okay.
Slightly. She might be the same one, but I digress.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
All right.
You
so,
want to know what helps me sleep at night?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So I thought she was concerned. That's all. Okay.
There's this movie back in like 1970 called Westworld, starring Yul Brynner.
A Western?
You'd think that.
Okay.
By the title, you think
but you think that
it just sounds like
yes,
something my grandfather.
It took place on a set for a Western, but it was actually a sci-fi film.
Oh,
remember Fantasy Island, where people could live out their fantasies for a weekend? The plane, that thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That whole thing.
Yeah. So basically. If you had, it was basically like going to a place that had people dressed up in Western attire, and you could live like an old settler, or, you know, in the Wild Wild West for a weekend. And everyone around, except for you, was a robot. Somebody goes there, robots go fucking crazy. Written by Michael Crichton, and directed by Michael Crichton, actually. The guy that gave us, you know, Congo and Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, HBO went, hey, remember that movie from 44 years ago? Yeah, let's make that into a series.
A series?
But that could kind of work.
It could work.
Yeah.
Because
like,
HBO has done awesome things with, I don't know, True Blood, except for the last season. And, you know, True Detective.
And, like, how many...
Games of Thrones.
Yeah.
How many good sci-fi series are out, though? Like, now?
Flash, Arrow, The 100.
Well,
is that considered...
Wait,
that's not...
Wait, Supernatural.
Well, besides, okay, Supernatural. Probably like Doctor Who.
Yeah. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Shut the fuck up. That's not current, you dick.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Power Rangers Megaforce? Oh.
Megaforce. It's not Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, yeah.
You know what?
That's popular fucking sci-fi.
I'm just going to let you two talk.
You said, how many fucking sci-fi shows are there out there?
You're not, like, talking about specifically on the Sci-Fi Channel, are you?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Technically, Game of Thrones.
Are you trying to go, like, outside the realms of, like, outside of comic? Comic books?
Penny Dreadful?
Anything that's not a comic book, basically, I think she's going towards.
You're the worst.
The Vampire Diaries, the originals.
Okay.
That's not sci-fi. Those are
forever
terrible dramas.
I'm going to, like, your homework for me is to write down a list of all sci-fi series you can think of, and I want them.
Well, Being Human isn't on anymore.
It's not? I meant to start watching that show.
I didn't even pay attention.
Well, I know, I think they stopped.
What was that about
the US version? I'm not sure if... There's two versions. There's a UK version and a US version. I'm not sure which one they stopped. But they
was
might
that
have stopped
the one
both.
Where the guy was a detective?
No.
No.
Being
okay.
Human.
Completely wrong. Okay.
Was
a werewolf.
A werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost lived together.
Okay.
And they have to, like.
They all had, like, their separate stories, but then, like, one main thing.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, the werewolf and the vampire. Are in this house, like, by this house, and the girl's ghost comes into the house afterwards, even though she died in the house, but she didn't know that she was dead at first. But so she can't leave the house, kind of like Beetlejuice. And the vampire has a night job. The werewolf works in a morgue and gets locked up in a freezer every full moon.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was on Sci-Fi. Well, the US version was on Sci-Fi. The UK version was on BBC America for a long time.
Oh, Sci-Fi. Okay, I think I'm remembering now.
Look it up later.
But, like, I think somebody, like, came off, like, and had a title similar to it, but, like, what I was trying to explain earlier, but it might have been completely different.
I think you're confusing True Blood and True Detective.
Did True Detective have an android-like character?
Oh, no.
No. No, it was
the android character thing.
Yeah, where the guy had a cop. He was a cop.
Almost human,
huh?
Almost human.
Almost human. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I confused.
One that was on Fox that got canceled.
Yeah,
like,
got canceled. It wasn't a good show. So.
Hey, they fucking canceled Terra Nova, and that was an awesome show.
They
never heard of that. What's Terra Nova?
Terra Nova, back about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a time travel show.
Oh.
But what happened was the future was dying.
Yeah.
Right. So they sent people back in time to change the course of history by setting up a human camp in prehistoric times. Because they found these anomalies that you could go through. And
so you can change the course.
That's actually really clever. Like how
they were trying to change time. Actually kind of based on the English show Primeval,
they started going away from that a little bit.
Well,
like,
what happened was the portal closed. It could only be opened every, like, year or whatever.
Yeah, I think there was, like, a time lapse where they couldn't
by the end of the first season, which they only had, it was, I think, six or...
They were writing the second
season, but they
couldn't...
Maybe it was,
season,
like, 10 episodes
they
that
they
got
it. Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
And by the end of that season, come to find out that it was... The time stream that they got onto wasn't their own. It was a parallel time stream in which other times converged. They found a Viking ship at the end of the season. They're like, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fucking thing.
Hell, they even canceled Flash Forward.
Yeah. And then they brought it back, and then
they
canceled
it
again.
That pissed me off so badly.
Yeah. So
that was a good sci-fi, though.
So, Westworld basically is going to be like people living in...
When does that start?
Next year.
Okay.
I think it's the summer.
HBO's doing this?
Yeah, HBO. I think they're actually doing it to take over for True Blood, which ended this year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get into that series. I had enough of vampires in my life.
Like, no, after some point, I was like, all right, fairies, this and that, all that other crazy shit's like happening, kind of lost interest. Yeah.
I lost interest.
It was season 6 was like where they should have ended it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have just killed off everyone.
How many seasons was
seven.
It?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah. Season 7 was only 10 episodes long.
Because people were telling me.
It was retarded.
People were telling me, like, oh, it'd get better when you.
First season was kind of weird. Second season got so much better. Third season was still on par. And then it started slowly going downhill.
Because, like, after the first season, I was like, I basically said, okay, I had
like
enough,
four,
like,
four started off, I think I got up to, like, 4 or so, and then I stopped watching because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm fucking bored with this.
Because, you know, there was so many vampire things going on, like.
It's not even that, it was other things getting involved.
Yeah, and there was other better things that you could have watched at the time, too, so.
What's really funny is, so it's based on a book series called Dead Until Dark, which is the first book in the series. They call it the Sookie Stackhouse series because even though there's other books that are in the same thing, sorry, books that are in the same universe, this series of books followed Sookie Stackhouse. And the first book, Dead Until Dark, is basically the entire Twilight Saga in one book.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That was happening too.
Which is what True Blood season 1 basically is the entire Twilight Saga almost word for word.
Almost.
I don't remember season 1, but I'm going to have to disagree with
you. No, season 1. Here's what happens.
This is why I didn't watch the rest of the whole damn thing.
Season 1, here's what happens. Meets vampire. Falls in love with the vampire. Vampire can't glamour her. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Her best friend is a shapeshifter who is madly in love with her.
Okay.
All right. They have what do you call it? They then... wait. It gets even better. Then they have to... The boyfriend and the best friend have to work together to save... said princess.
Alright.
Yeah.
I like
Twilight.
I hate Twilight too. My wife, on the other hand, thinks it was good.
My grandmother loves
it. The movies?
It.
Yeah.
She watches.
I'm going to admit, I read the books in high school, but I didn't really like the movies.
I didn't have to read those.
The movies were awful.
My grandmother loves watching it.
I don't know how many times I'm going to have to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it one more time, at least. went to go see Twilight with Ryan and his then-girlfriend / baby mama. Came out, and because I had to coax Kylie to go see Twilight. Because I'm like, fucking werewolf, there's like a guy that's going to turn into a werewolf in another movie, and there's fucking vampires, and everybody fights. It's going to be awesome. Come out of that movie. Kylie goes, so did you think, what did you think about that movie? Did you think the same thing that I'm thinking? And I went, that it's fucking horrible? And she goes, no, that was awesome. I'm just like,
so
what
you,
fucking you, world?
So you coaxed her to go. She enjoys it more than you.
Like,
it's just batshit backwards.
Yeah. I go, the fucking movie has more holes than a colander.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
And the first movie has more fucking holes than a colander. The book, maybe not. I only get like halfway through the book before I go to sleep. Because it's just like, and the room that I entered was brown. There are red pillows on the couch. Edward's face was cold and unchanging.
It was a very simplistic book.
The eye, his eyes.
Yeah, when it went to sleep.
Yeah, it's just like she's like describing every little fucking detail in his one room, and that's a fucking three pages.
Sure it's not as descriptive as what's that guy's face? Brett Easton Ellis.
What?
That author.
The author.
The one that wrote American Psycho and all the other.
Oh no.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It's just, I'm pretty sure. What do you call it? Chuck Plumnock or. What the guy that wrote Fight Club?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was just like.
Touch about to say.
He wasn't sitting there going. And Tyler's face was cold and unchanging. His eyes glimmered.
But no, because he's creative.
And just like, I'm pretty sure he's just like, Tyler was an asshole, but for some reason I followed him.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's where it ended. It's just like.
All right.
That's where you had me.
We blew some shit up. That's all you fucking need.
Finn.
It was like, oh, and I'm Tyler. Okay, that. I'm Jack's colon. I get cancer. I die.
That's the book. Good night. Signed.
Yeah. All right, moving on. I wrote this more for John, but he's not here right now. Andy Dwyer himself is getting another comic book movie. Yeah, Chris Pratt apparently is signed on for a movie called Cowboy Ninja Alien or Cowboy Ninja Viking.
So we had cowboys and aliens, and now we're getting cowboys and ninjas and
Cowboy Ninja Viking. Now, title aside, just remember the title, but don't think of it as cowboys versus ninjas versus Vikings. No,
no.
The film. Based on a comic book of the same name, goes like this. A spy organization, kind of like the CIA, recruits schizophrenics to be their agents. And instead of going, you're schizophrenic, you're sick, they go, I'm going to take that personality and turn that personality into a cowboy.
That's twisted.
That one into a ninja, and that one into a Viking.
Hmm.
All...
When you said that, it had a little ring to like something I'm writing, but you changed like when you said change it into something else.
That... This is a comic that exists right now.
Okay,
it's going to be by Universal Studios, who did R.I.P.D., which I don't know if you guys saw, but it was like really retarded.
Oh, great! Now everybody's going to think what I'm writing is a ripoff. Well, slightly, not really, but great.
It happens.
Yeah.
Does anybody really have an original idea?
I had an original idea to start a podcast based on Hollywood Babylon.
Sure.
That's
okay.
I had a lot
completely
of
original
ideas.
Idea to have So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, which is nothing like Tinsel Sound Stiffs on Hollywood Babylon. it has nothing to do with that. You know, we don't have the same things.
The titles we create are original.
Yeah. Just saying, it's not like Hollywood Babylon is, you know, hosted by a fat guy with a beard. I mean, his name's Kevin Smith. My name's Ted. There's nothing like...
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
No originality here. Nope.
No, there's no originality.
You know what?
All right, let's get into some video game news. Video games. You guys like video games, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys both have iPhones.
Yes.
I mean, of course, we've got like the weird series of iPhones. You've got a 4.
Still.
I've got the 5. You've got the 6.
I will be getting the 6.
Yeah. I'm jealous of Deanna because she can bend hers.
No.
I thought that was just a plus.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just like to make
fun of...
No, Ted's trying to make a funny right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that's...
Yeah, that's...
You failed, miserably.
Yeah, apparently. But, so, the Apple iStore is not going to have free games anymore.
No.
No, they're just changing it. Instead of it saying free on the purchase thing,
mm-hmm.
It's going to say get.
Oh, fuck, so that was...
Hmm?
I just noticed that.
You noticed that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they changed all the freemium games and stuff like that to get.
Yes.
Because the Federal Trade Commission went, you can still make in-app purchases, therefore it ain't free. So you have to change the wording around. Apple is the last one to do that. Apparently, Google Play and Amazon have done that for a while.
So basically, because there's purchases being made in the game, it's not
free. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know those games with the gemstones that make something goes faster or can do something wonderful?
Yeah. You know, when you're sitting there and just like...
It's like, oh, bye.
I want to pass this level on Candy Crush, but I need 40 hammers.
You can buy that for just 20 bucks.
The worst part about that is Deanna's face just went, oh, shit, you've seen into my soul. I really want 40 hammers sometimes.
How'd you know?
Just saying.
Just sometimes you're just sitting there on the wheel.
South Park
and just
had
like,
a whole episode about this.
Right now I can use 40
And it was actually pretty awesome. It made a lot of sense, but like it was just crazy.
You're just sitting there just like, I could use this chocolate that I got for free. Use this chocolate. I could use 40 fucking hammers right now.
So, yeah.
Those of us that are addicted to King games. Anyone play Candy Crush Soda Saga yet?
No.
I'm staying away from Candy Crush for a while.
Soda Saga is like Candy Crush for people who have ADHD. It really is. It's just like, it's just my God, there's a top and there's a bottom. What do I do? I'm going to pop some candy. Pixie sticks! You're sitting there, you're just like, I gotta make the soda rise so I can get the bear up to the top. This is insanity. You're sitting there, you're just like, and I gotta pop that soda and that soda and make the soda rise at the top. Where's my fucking wheel? I don't get any free shit? What the fuck? Oh,
it's a shame that nobody can see your face.
I know, right? It's making everything worthwhile. If you see.
Yeah, I'll Vine.
You're going to Vine it?
I'm going to Vine it.
Okay, I'll record you.
You want to record it?
All right.
Let me decapitate Deadpool so I can turn on the sound.
Deadpool.
It's okay. He'll put himself back together.
Yay.
He's Deadpool. Where's my Vine? I don't know. I wasn't trying to make one. Maybe my finger hit the thing. You have a backwards camera too. You can just switch it. I just have to see myself. I'm just that fucking pretty.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Give me the fucking phone.
You...
Oh, no, Vine's different for some reason.
Mine's is basically set to that one. I never really, like, redid anything, so I don't know how to switch it.
There. Switched. Turn it over and hey! No. What the fuck did you do?
My bad.
What the
fuck?
Hold down on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to do. And it's just like, Candy Crush! Oh my God, Candy Crush, sugar, Soda Saga! Gotta get the bottle of the soda and the... Gotta get it up! Gotta get the soda up to the top! And I gotta pop it, and there's a fucking fish! What the fuck's the fish doing there? The fish should be over there! Put the fish over there! Was that 6 seconds? Alright.
You're a horrible cameraman, Nick.
I know, I should have had Sean over here.
It wouldn't have been any different than what it is right now. I touched it twice.
Oh my God.
You want me to do it?
Okay.
It's all on. I'm recording all of this. It's hilarious. It's fucking. You ready, Nick?
No.
You ready? Okay. So you get the bottles of soda, you gotta pop the bottles of soda and get the fucking bear to the top. And you're like, why isn't the bear going to the top? Because I gotta get these fucking candies. And it's just insanity. I don't fucking know. And then there's a fish over here. get the fish. He doesn't pop the fucking soda because the fish doesn't want to go out of the fucking soda to get the bottle of soda to pop the fucking bottle of soda. Yeah, it's Candy Crusher. People like me who are fucking crazy. Oh my god.
That
there's
was
gonna
perfect.
Be no.
You missed it.
No, you're right. It was. I swear, it was recording and then it went away.
Just do it yourself, Ted.
Apparently.
Accurate, girl.
Couldn't load. Apparently. I don't know what's going on. Fuck it. It's probably saved. I'll figure it out.
Your phone's messed up. That's what it is.
My phone is not messed up.
Your phone is as messed up as mine.
My phone is a teenager.
And it only came out last year. Wow.
That is wrong on so many levels.
Okay, then.
Okay. Moving
on.
I apologize that your teenager came out.
Okay. Moving on. You guys know that wrestler Sheamus?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently Sheamus wants to get into acting.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, he wants to work with like Hugh Jackman and Robert Downey Jr.
Don't know.
And he also wants to work right now.
Because didn't he have like a movie or something he was in and it wasn't like...
I don't know. But right now he's campaigning to be Venom for Sony.
No.
He wants to be Venom.
He's going to have to get rid of that hair. I mean...
He's got to get rid of the beard.
He's got to get rid of the beard, but, like, the hair could probably stay. Yeah. But he's got the muscles, so that would work.
He's got to get rid of the beard.
I can't see him. Does that character have
his accent.
Hair? Huh?
Does that character have darker hair?
No, it's usually blonde.
It's usually blonde, and plus, like, I've never like heard him...
Flash Thompson and Eddie Brock had blonde hair, so...
Okay.
But I've never heard him talk, like, without an accent.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That would be difficult, I think, for him.
But you guys always hear me talk without an accent, so. You guys know that I'm from England, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm actually from England.
Well, then how come you always come...
I come from Wales. You don't know English.
Say, how you doing?
You sound like a knob.
How you doing?
No, because you always sound like you're from Jersey.
How you doing?
I'm like, what the fuck?
How you doing?
You doing?
What's up?
Another Friends reference. That would be difficult for him, I guess. But, like, I would like to see him try.
It's really funny. I wish Ryan was here because he could back me up. There's sometimes when we're playing a game with Chris, and Chris will just go right up to a bad guy and he's like, how you doing? It's like, okay. Well, and then he won't die, but everybody else will die 3,000 times. In a world where everyone dies 3,000 times. That just sounded creepy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, and
I can do better.
Our final bit of news. Black Friday sales be damned.
Damn them to hell.
Because guess what?
What?
If you were one of the lucky few that went to Walmart or Sears.
You sons
a couple
of
weeks
just,
or,
you bastard,
couple of days
you
ago.
Lucky freaking ducks.
Yeah. All right. So, Dan, have you ever wanted a Wii U or a 3DS for $60?
Sure.
Then you should have gone to Sears when there was a glitch in the system that was they were giving away Wii U's and 3DS's for $60.
Only.
What?
At Sears, yeah.
They didn't even get the taxes because of the glitch, too, right?
Huh? No, they. I think
they got
taxes,
the tax. Okay.
Why was there a glitch? Did they end up finding out?
I don't know, but it was a nationwide glitch in every Sears.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Secondly,
and I could add one. Oh, this one's just as egregious.
Yeah, this one's just as awesome. Did you want a PS4 for $90?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. there's a when you sell stuff on Amazon. You can create pages for that stuff. A guy was selling a PS4, brand new, for $90 on Amazon. Only one.
To the second part of the story.
People took that and went, hey, Walmart has a price match guarantee with Amazon. As long as we bring in, a printable thing, printed out
your
thing
actual
of the website.
Pad or the
yeah,
Or the printout.
What?
So a bunch of people across the United States got PS4s for $90.
Shit.
And I was not one of them.
No, neither was I.
We were unfortunately not capable of finding out this news earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly upset.
If I was, though, I still probably wouldn't be bragging about it. I'd just be like, yeah, so I picked up a PS4.
I would have, like, two of them. Yeah. I would have two right now, and I would sell the second one, of course.
Yeah, I'd probably have two.
Yeah.
One on this side and one on the other side. Yeah. Like the Xbox ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, that happened.
Yeah.
And anyone who bought one of those, I will buy it off of you for $200.
Seriously.
Just saying.
How much did I originally go for?
$400.
$400. No, what?
Yeah.
I'm looking $90.
Yeah. $90.
Yep. Big discrepancy, don't you think?
Just a little bit.
For less than one quarter of the price. Yep.
That's crazy.
I'm never that lucky. Never.
Don't be bitter.
It'll take me a while to get over this, but it'll happen.
Yeah. I could probably... I could probably get head whenever I want it for the rest of my life and still not feel that lucky as the people who...
got the damn...
Because you know there's one lucky son of a bitch out there that got both deals.
Yeah,
figured it out and got both deals.
Yeah, yeah.
So you like got a 3DS XL and a Wii U and a PS4.
And then he got a blowjob later that night.
Probably. And the worst part about that, it was from like a really hot girl, and he probably looks like me, only fatter.
Dang. The story just
escalated. I'm just
it went way up when you got specific.
And he probably has acne. And he's probably 10 years older than me.
Are you going to go size and everything too next? Is that nothing. No, never mind. I said nothing.
I am Asian.
You always make things awkward, Nick.
I know, seriously.
I always try.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want anyone
socially
to be
awkward was like four fucking things ago.
I hope I'm not like chasing like any like potential people who want to come on the show. It's okay. I am not like this. Off air.
Yeah, sure you aren't.
Oh, come on, do not ruin my reputation, whatever little I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Don't really have a playing favorites this week, because, again, Mitch isn't here, and
that
I didn't think about writing one.
That's his responsibility.
Yeah. John's not here, and John usually picks up responsibilities for that after if Mitch isn't here. But, let's just say, oh, I don't know. Not favorite,
what's your favorite but, deal that you ever got in your life?
No, what are you looking forward to buying,
you are a traitor.
This holiday season? So, yeah, what are you guys looking forward to buying this holiday season for yourselves, not for anybody else?
My PS4.
See, what's up with black guys in the PS4? Midget's like, I'm going to get a PS4. Nick's like, I'm going to get a PS4.
Well, I have to stay true to my words. I'm getting a PS4.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get an Xbox, the X-Bone. That's what I'm
going to have. Yeah. Better.
I will.
How about you, Dina? What are you looking forward to?
Let's put it this way. If I don't get my new phone.
Yeah, anything that you're looking forward to, like, getting the during the holidays.
I don't know.
You don't even know what you
probably
want.
Probably like something girly.
Something girly. That's
not even like a huge mug. I don't know.
Probably something like from The Walking Dead.
Something from The Walking Dead. Just something. I'm looking forward to getting
Daryl. On the spot.
She's looking forward to getting Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you feeling, Dean? How you feeling?
What do I want for Christmas? Norman Reedus.
He would understand.
Yeah, we say that. You know, Kylie goes, you would understand if, like, Robert Downey Jr. was just like, I want to hook up with you. I was just like, yeah, I'd understand that he'd die.
Oh, so you're not given the famous thing, whatever that is, where if you're a famous person asked to do something, it's cool because just because or whatever?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe Robert Downey Jr. 20 years ago?
Okay.
But he's done a lot of drugs.
What does that have to do with anything?
Do you know how AIDS was really started?
Well, I hope it most certainly wasn't through cocaine.
No, not cocaine.
All right.
But injectables and...
Needles.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta cook it. I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Not if it was...
Throw this at you. Oh, what? I'm just saying. Dude, no.
Now, if it was Channing Tatum, I would probably even have a chance, because I've seen This Is the End. But I love when I really get Nick excited about a joke, because he doesn't actually laugh. He just scrunches up his face and goes...
Fuck you.
It's not a real joke until I see Nick just scrunch up his face. He becomes a California raisin.
Fuck you.
I just want to hear you sing Here I Am.
No.
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 The proper response is, Jesus Christ.
That is the proper response.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, though, if I don't get my new phone, I will get, I'll probably get the X phone by then. But that'll probably be with my tax money.
With my tax monies.
My monies.
So now we have to pick out next week's black, or not next week, but 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Holy shit, we should pick two.
I
want
to pick it.
Yeah. We should pick two cards.
Put me
first. Two black
cards.
Because we're not going to be here for 2 fucking weeks.
I know.
So people have to think about things for 2 fucking weeks.
They're going to forget.
Probably.
Record it.
I'm going to forget.
Put a reminder on your phone.
That's how I write the docket, through my notes. Yeah.
Put it on your note.
I don't know how to shuffle cards. Don't judge me.
Do you want me to shuffle them for you?
No.
Wait, have you ever seen...
Do you want me to show you how to shuffle?
I'm an independent
one. 1 second.
Oh. Yes.
Can I see the cards for a second? Just a little bit of the cards.
Can you shuffle those?
Just...
Here. Those are thick as shit. Yeah, you could, but they would bend, like, very badly.
Deanna, have you ever seen a Polish shuffle?
Oh, no.
A what?
Do you know what a Polish shuffle is?
No. Don't. Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
He's not kidding.
That's one of my favorite jokes ever. And it's kind of racist, I know, but still. I mean, it's not like, you know, how do you tell if a black guy's well hung?
Well.
Do you know how to tell?
No.
If you can get 2 fingers between the noose and his neck.
Don't.
Nick's gonna hurt me for that one later. Once you start laughing.
This is the last loss for Ted will have for the rest of the season.
Am I picking my 2 cards?
No, I get to pick 1, damn it. Please.
Stop fighting.
All right.
Don't give me the sauce. No, that doesn't feel right.
No, you can pick both cards if you want. I was just joking.
No.
I relieve myself of my responsibilities.
Stop relieving yourself on my couch.
Gross.
Too late.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When you get right down to it, blank is just blank.
Oh,
well, you know,
that's
a two. It's a 2-carder, so that I guess that counts.
That yeah.
No.
For
yeah.
That's no fun.
That counts. It's a 2-card.
And we wouldn't remember 3.
It's a 2-answer.
It's a 2-answer thing. Yeah.
So it counts.
It counts.
For 2 weeks.
Damn it.
That's good.
When it comes down to it, blank.
When it comes to blank. What blank?
When you get right down to it, blank is just blank.
Ah. obviously, when you get right down to it, the Left Chat podcast is just racist jokes.
Pretty much. That and a bunch of fleshlights.
Yeah, that too.
No, there's no way in hell.
Were you actually trying to shuffle those?
Get a smaller deck at home.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I guess...
it's not a good shuffle, though.
We lasted a while longer than I thought we would, because, you know, usually when there's no Ryan, we only last for about, an hour.
Yeah.
Less than that sometimes.
When there's no Ryan. Well, Mitch kind of makes up for that sometimes, but, like, when there's no Ryan, like, that takes away from that. Yeah, that takes a lot of time away.
When there's no Ryan, my stamina is just gone.
Yeah.
Y'all. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So you guys have a good, happy Thanksgiving. Don't go shopping on Black Friday.
Please don't.
Be safe if you do.
If you're going to go shopping, shop on Cyber Monday.
Yes, that's the better idea, to be honest with you. It's way smarter.
Exactly. And then you don't have to deal with people.
Yeah.
And Ebola. Ebola is out there.
It is out there.
And people are going to have Ebola that are in stores, and you're going to get sick with Ebola.
Yeah. If for any other reason, Ebola.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't spread Ebola and don't give it to other people. Shop on Cyber Monday.
Please.
This is a message from the Left for Ted podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.